Mishnah Hey, in a similar vein, Hamispalel v'to'o, one who davens and makes a mistake, simon ra'aloi, it's a bad sign for him. The Gemara explains this is specifically referring to one who makes a mistake during the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, because if he makes errors right at the beginning, in this extremely holy moment, where it's as if he's standing in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost place of the Beis HaMikdash, if he makes a mistake then, it's a bad sign for him. And v'im shliach tziburhu, if it is the Shliach Tzibur, which literally means the messenger of the congregation, the Chazan who's leading the davening, then Simon Rala Sholchov, it's a bad sign for those who sent him, i.e. the congregation, because there is a rule which states that somebody's messenger is like the person himself. This has many halachic ramifications, but our Mishnah is using it in terms of the Shliach Tzibur making a mistake. The Shliach Tzibur, by definition, means he is the messenger sent by the congregation, sent by the rest of the minyan, and he is davening sort of on behalf of them. So if he makes a mistake, it's a bad sign for the congregation. Omr olov al Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. They said about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, shohem ispala al cholim, he would daven for ill people, v'omer zechai v'zemes. He would say, once he had finished davening, this ill person is going to live, and this ill person is going to die. Or perhaps he didn't say explicitly he was going to die, but he certainly indicated that he would die. So Omuloi, they said to him, from where do you know that this one's going to live? How on earth do you know? Omolehemi said to them, similar to what our Mishnah told us just now, if my davening is fluent in my mouth, and the words are coming out smoothly, I have proper kavana, proper concentration, then yodani shu makubal, I know that that prayer was accepted. But if not, I know that the prayer has been rejected, or literally torn up. Meaning, because Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was on such a high level, so the amount of fluency which he had in his prayer was an indication for how much and whether the prayer was accepted or not.